practice we're going to do today is called compassion with equanimity. So we can have empathic resonance for someone that's troubled, who's suffering in some way. We feel with them. But it's not enough. We need a little bit of balance in the heart-mind in order to be with them skillfully. And we can cultivate that balance, that equanimity, quite deliberately. And so let's allow ourselves to take a posture for meditation that is comfortable, yet steady, and gives us a feeling of support. Very important with this practice. Feeling the breath in the body a few times with some nice full breaths. So if you were in the midst or just dealing with a difficult relationship situation where you were trying to be helpful, just pausing and taking a few deep breaths is a nice way to be there for yourself. And giving yourself some soothing touch, however you experience that, hand over the heart or whatever. And using this soothing touch throughout the practice as you feel the need. And just feeling your breath for a short while. Allow yourself now to bring to mind someone that you're caring for who may be exhausting you or frustrating you. Could be a family member. It's probably a good idea for practice purposes to not choose your own child at this point in time. Let's build some skill first. Someone who is suffering. Allow yourself to visualize or sense this person and the caregiving situation. And as you do so, really begin breathing in for yourself, because you may be already feeling some stress in your body with this caregiving situation. Just breathe in for yourself. And as you sit here with the caregiving situation and the person in mind, breathing in for yourself, just let these words that I will repeat roll through your mind. Everyone is on his or her own life journey. I am not the cause or the sole cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. There are times when this relationship is difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. So noticing any stress that you may be feeling, carrying in your body vis-a-vis this relationship, and inhaling fully and deeply, drawing compassion inside your body, filling every cell, letting yourself be soothed, giving yourself the compassion you need. And as you feel ready, with the exhale, send out compassion to the person who is associated with your discomfort. And so breathing in and breathing out, breathing in compassion, breathing out compassion. Breathing in for me and breathing out for you. Giving yourself soothing touch whenever you feel the need. And scanning your inner landscape for any distress. And responding by inhaling compassion for yourself. And as you feel ready, exhaling compassion for the other when you feel ready. Sometimes it helps to expand the field of awareness as you breathe in for yourself, breathe in for others who are in similar caregiving situations. And breathe out not only for the one you're giving care to, but others who are suffering in a similar way. Notice how your body is caressed from the inside as you breathe. Letting yourself float on an ocean of compassion, a limitless ocean that embraces your suffering and the other. Breathing in for me and breathing out for you. And listening to the words of equanimity again. Everyone is on his or her own life journey. I am not the cause or the sole cause of this person's suffering. Nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. There are times when this relationship is difficult to bear. Yet I may still try to help if I can. And breathing in compassion for ourselves and others who are caregiving in a similar manner. And breathing out compassion for the one we're caring for others who are suffering like this one. Compassion for me, compassion for you. in hearing a few more equanimity phrases from Al-Anon. I didn't cause it. I can't cure it. I can't control it. Or remembering the Serenity Prayer from AA. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And breathing in for me, breathing out for you, an ocean of compassion. And then letting go of any sense of breathing in and out for one or the other, and just resting quietly in your own body and breath, and just being with yourself just as you are.